Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order. It's November 10th, Monday, at 7:01 p.m. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, Walt was having problems with it earlier. It got mixed up with those two. Roll call, please.
Weigle.
Here.
Warwick.
Here.
Romine.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Henson.
Here.
In your Dropbox were the minutes from our last meeting. Were there any changes or corrections that need to take place?
Right at the very beginning of Mark Green's, it says the Blur River, and I'm pretty sure that means the Blue River.
I don't know, that night was a blur.
I know. Mark Green reported the Park Board, blah, 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 and then at the end of that sentence it says Blur.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Good catch. Second paragraph, first page. Sorry. Second paragraph of Park Board updates. Second sentence. The west side of the Blur River.
First sentence. End of the first sentence.
Oh.
Well, of that paragraph.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yes. Second line. You're right. Okay. Okay. Anything else? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the minutes with one change.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Jackie, Dan, Ben, and Nicole approve, and Bill abstains. Okay. Next up is some job description changes. I think you know, or at least I think we've discussed before, what we're trying to do right now is change where stormwater falls under. Currently, it falls under our Community Development Director, Jeff Walker. And what we're trying to do is kind of put it, I think, in maybe a better spot, which is under Mike Shoda and the utilities, and under the water utility. So while it will remain its own utility, I think putting it under another utility superintendent makes a lot of sense, and it also frees up Jeff to do more economic and community development stuff. So what you have in front of you is updated job description to reflect that. It's, I think, pretty well self-explanatory, but you can see where under Water Department Superintendent it talks about managing the stormwater utility. Basically, not much is changing, except that it's kind of changing hands, if you will. I know that Jeff and Mike have been working together to kind of put the transition in place. It's my understanding that in the water department, we're starting to work on the downspout disconnect program. I know that John Goetz is working, I think now working with both of you in the transition. He's from the Soil and Water Conservation District. He manages basically the administrative side, not the administrative side, but he handles the paperwork. And what else does John do, Jeff?
He does the inspections for what would typically be Rule 5 soil erosion control measures for all the construction projects, Granite Ridge and those kind of things. Did the Southside Storm project as well as the water project out through Eagle Glen.
Yeah. So really what's changing is that the water department with their expertise, with their equipment, with their staffing, they're going to be able to do some minor stormwater projects in and of themselves, and they'll also be kind of managing some of the things that Jeff was previously managing. So is there questions that I can try to answer for you, or they can try to answer for you? No? Okay, then if you would, could I have a motion to approve both job descriptions as presented?
I move that we approve both job descriptions as presented.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Bill, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions?
Mayor?
Yes.
Position supervised. It says none, just community development.
What is good catch.
What is the status of his...
I turn that over to mine.
Oh. of our GIS
yes.
coordinator? Okay. That's a good catch. I totally spaced that. So, Rosie, can we get that added to the GIS coordinator falls under community
yeah,
development?
Yeah, you know who did this?
What?
Who did this?
I think I did.
Okay, can you get that in?
Fair. That's fair.
And then forward it to me. Because I don't remember doing this. I mean,
no, I did it.
Who brought in the GIS coordinator?
Huh? Add the GIS coordinator?
Yep. Okay. Can I have a revised motion to include the GIS coordinator under the position supervised?
I'd like to revise my motion.
Thank
to
you.
Include the GIS coordinator under the position supervised.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, Sean, for pointing that out. Appreciate that. Okay, any other questions? Hearing none, all in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you for your vote of approval on that. That official changeover will take place between now and January 1st. There's transferring of duties happening, so that's great. Okay, next up is ordinance number 2014-21. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Dan. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2014-21 by title only.
Ordinance 2014-21, an ordinance fixing the annual salaries of elected officials of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, effective December 27th, 2014, for the year 2015.
Okay, in front of you is the elected official salary ordinance. There are no changes from this year or last year, I guess, if you will. There are no raises put in here. So, pretty well straightforward. Okay. Okay, can I have a motion to approve on first reading?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We'll move that to second reading. Department reports. Michael.
About a week and a half ago, I had a guy stop in, lives up in Michigan. He used to work for Fisher Scientific. And he goes around and he does PM on laboratory equipment, what he does for a living now. And he lived here, and I had him go ahead and give us a quote on ours. He'll come in once a year, go through each piece of lab equipment, look at it, calibrate it if it needs it, do repairs if it needs it, replacement parts and things like that. He can do all that. He's certified to do all those. And he puts his little sticker on it, and when the state comes in and sees that, it's just something that shows that we are taking care of equipment, which is just being calibrated and is being taken care of. I told him to go ahead and give me a quote, and he did that, and then also a list of references, which I call all the references, and the people are extremely pleased with his work. He does Auburn, Goshen, he will be doing Elkhart, Kokomo, Noblesville. I called a bunch of them and talked to them, and they were extremely pleased with the service that they got and from him. So we're going to go ahead and go on that. It's $1,150 to come in and go through all our equipment in the lab, and put a sticker on it, certifying that it has been calibrated and checked. So that's something that we're going to do. They're just an improvement for our lab, that when they come in to do an inspection, it shows that we are taking care of our stuff and keeping it up to date. All the UV bulbs were pulled today, cleaned and stored for the winter. We also was mowing today, hopefully for the last time this year. And then the 19th, 20th, and 21st, I will be out at a conference in Indianapolis.
Okay. Questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Terry?
nothing to report on any projects, but did have a piece of good news. I read up on that Windows 7 is going to be serviceable till 20. It's like, so we don't have to worry about switching up to Windows 8, which is
thank goodness.
Increasingly a very bad piece of OS.
No, that's good. Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay, questions of Terry? Thank you. Mark?
Pretty much got everything put away for the winter, which is great, because that a lot of little things, putting away the batting cages and things like that. We've got all the water lines blown out. The pool is shut down for the winter. Coming up December 6th is the Dashing Through the Snow 5K, which we'll do that again in the park. And kind of just raise some money maybe for the aquatic facility there. Put out park benches about a week and a half ago. Throughout three or four of them throughout town, done by four Jeff, more about it myself, I think.
Main Street.
For Main Street Association. The Veterans Marathon was this weekend. I thought it went pretty smoothly. I didn't really hear anything bad. So I appreciate all the people that helped out with that, not only volunteers, but all these departments had something to do with it in some way or another. But there was a lot of work coordinating everything, and had a good number of runners. So,
good. Questions of Mark? Thank you, Mark. Michael?
The sidewalks up on Elm Street are done, and we finished seeding and putting straw down today. We've got quite a few new hookups coming up, and that's about it.
That's a really good thing. Questions of Mike? Mike, at some point, could we get an update on maybe how many this is something we asked your predecessor about, I think maybe the first year we were in office, but can we get an update on maybe how many unused meters we have? That was kind of one of the benchmarks we had for how many homes were vacant. And is there any way that we can get something like that, maybe?
I will try.
Okay. I'd be more than happy to help you with...
We are not just putting the meters on the shelf anymore.
Okay.
We are shutting them off and leaving the meters in the pit so that we know...
Okay.
The problem is when we get a call to turn somebody on, then we got to go back and try to find the meter mm-hmm. that was on the shelf. So, like I said, just leave it on there. Leave the meter in the pits mm-hmm. and we're ready and that. So,
okay.
I know that Cindy's got a list of the ones that are in and not on.
Oh, okay.
So I can get that for you.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you. I know that the council is interested in that fluctuation.
And now,
I think we're in a really better place than we were the last time we asked that question. So,
I know we had a lot of new meters on the shelf, and we had a lot of older meters, different styles, like Census and that. And we're in the process of getting rid of all them Census meters, and we're going to have one meter throughout the town.
That's a good idea.
So that you know, you read one meter this way, you read one meter that way, and when we're done, you'll... It'd all be the same.
Okay. Thank you. Tom?
Things are going pretty well right now. State advised us a couple weeks ago that they were going to be changing our software on us, and then we contacted the state back and inquired about being in the pilot program so that we could be one of the first departments to try to get switched over. I don't want to be in the 800 remaining departments that get told later on to switch and then you get lost in the shuffle. So we thought we'd just bite the bullet from the get-go and be in the first wave of people going through it and have direct attention to us to get all of our stuff switched over. So hopefully things go well. Just to let the council know, and I don't know how I'll say it, just be frank, is per the mayor's request, because he sicked some local citizens on me, that we're having some deer issues.
True story.
That has came back up, and there are some pretty upset people in our community because deer are just literally eating their shrubberies. It's eating their gardens. It's eating everything that they have out, and they need something done.
And so I assured the mayor that I would reopen that and revisit that and keep you guys posted. So over the next couple months, I am trying my best to see about what our best options are at this point. I'll just say that. I'm not saying that we're what direction we're actually going to do, but I think we have to revisit that. And I know you guys gave me that direction a year ago, and I strongly urge us not to do that at that point, but I think we have to.
Okay. Question to Tom. You guys still having issues in your part of the city, too?
Oh, yeah. I haven't come up in my backyard.
Yeah.
I have pictures on my phone of one person who had me out to their house and said all of my beets, turnips, are pulled out, and you can see the culprit because the prints were right there beside them.
I've seen them walking down Squaw Brook before.
Yeah, my neighbor had photos of them walking down the street in front of my house.
I have said that they walk down the sidewalk. At least they're using public facilities. Okay. Questions of Tom. Okay, thank you. Sean?
We started changing out a lot of the poles that were tested over the summer. We had over 100 of them that tested either questionable or in poor condition that needed replaced. We started doing those. We also had our infrared testing done. We found, I think, approximately 18 to 20 spots that need addressed, need repairs. It's a way of finding problems before they become critical and before they get to failure. So we'll address those before we have outages. We started testing Christmas lights this week, so those will be going up soon. The end of the week, probably. And I was part of a conference about spill prevention and control and PCB controls 2 weeks ago. It was a very informative conference that I'm going to try to send one or two more guys to when we can. That's something we really need to address. And other than that, just routine maintenance and work orders.
Questions of Sean? Thank you, Sean. Jeff?
I've been working with several commercial and industrial businesses here in our community for expansions, along with the EDC office. We'll be meeting with one later this week, considering an expansion out in our business park. And I've earlier this summer tried to hit as many businesses as I could downtown to introduce myself to those who didn't already know me, and pass out a survey that I had bounced off of the redevelopment commission. Still trying to work on that in between times. I hope to have that completely finished yet this year. And then last but not least, I know that the mayor already reported earlier, but the Comprehensive Plan Steering Committee kicked off recently. Next week, as it stands, we've got some tentative times and dates, 19th and 20th, to do the focus groups. And please, if you've got any questions about the process, ask the mayor or myself. There's a website being developed by Structure Point that will be, all information will be thrown on there through this whole process, and then we'll be linking it through our website as well. So it's going to be getting into the meat and potatoes part of it at this point. I think the second week of December, tentatively, is the first public participation. So kind of keep that back in your head, too.
And for those of you that aren't on the steering committee, you will be engaged, I think, within the next 2 weeks, I think. They're going to try to do phone interviews with each of you, elected officials from the governmental side. And I think we're starting to move along, which is good. Steering committee went really well last week, 2 weeks ago.
What was it, Jack? Last week?
2 weeks.
Okay. Time flies.
2 weeks ago. So anyways, things are going well there, but okay. Questions of Jeff? Okay. Thank you. Marcia?
I have nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
Jackie?
Nothing.
Couple of things. Just wanted to let you know. I think I've told you this before, but I'm hosting a mayors and legislators regional meeting on Thursday. And that's in conjunction with IACT. We are a regional site for Northeast Indiana. There will be some, a fair amount of people here. So that's good. A reminder that the city will be city utility offices and departments will be closed tomorrow. Of course, public safety will still be here, but things are good there. Anything else I need to report to you? A reminder that on for the second meeting of December, we're going to hold it instead of on the 23rd. We'll be holding the meeting on the 30th, I think is what we had said. Is that right, Rosie?
Yeah.
Okay, on the 30th. So just for the public to know, our second meeting of December will be on the 30th. Okay? Besides that, I do want to take a second and just thank my department heads, because as we come to a close of this year, I think I've thrown just about everything I can at them this year. And so I appreciate all that you guys have done, and I think there's a lot of really, really good things happening in our community, and if you don't see them, I just want to assure you there's a lot of really great things. We have housing stock that's getting off the market as quick as it's getting on. We have some really good economic development jobs that are just about ready to pop, and just great things are happening. So really proud of our guys and gals. They've worked really hard this year. So, Dan.
Ordinance Committee's meeting next Tuesday afternoon, the 18th.
Okay.
Someone could remind Walt. His email keeps bouncing back.
Okay.
He always bounces back to me, too.
Does it?
Okay, I'll have Martha.
And Pete as well. I told Martha to tell Pete.
Okay.
Would you say
the 18th?
That's on a Wednesday. Man, they want to the moon. Oh, on the 15th.
Mm-hmm. 7 days from today or tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you. Nicole?
I know nobody's here from the Youth Council, but I wanted to compliment them on the Halloween parade. I thought it was
well organized,
and I thought the kids had a lot of fun.
I will pass that on. We had about 70 participants. That actually registered. We didn't count spectators, but I thought for the first year it was really well attended.
Yep.
So, organization is tough with high schoolers, so that's an area we're going to work on for next year. But it was a really pleased. Yeah. Thank you for that. William.
Nothing.
Audience and media. Okay, we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
I do have some ideas though. If you need some additional ideas of things you can throw at your department head,
you have some ideas?
I got a list.
I'll let you throw it at him. How about that?
I was told I had.
Hey, Tommy.
Yes.
Yeah. Tommy.
That's actually my sister, but she's in Indianapolis.